I love great conversations. Hi, my name is Angel Jones. Thank you for joining me on 12 Minute Convos, where I help you create a brand of your own unique real self. Listen in as I have conversations with amazing people from all over the world. Good night, Chris Bradshaw. How are you doing on this wonderful, beautiful night?
Well, it's a wonderful, beautiful morning for myself in China. So, it's wonderfully light and beautiful.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, do tell us, which of your talents is responsible for us connecting tonight?
Well, you very kindly contacted me via LinkedIn, Angel, after seeing, I think, that I did a podcast show. So here we are.
Yeah, tell us about your podcast, please.
So it was started about a year ago. It's about basically shining light on Chinese life. I live in China as an expat, and there are many questions that I think expats and foreigners have living in this very different, but beautiful, crazy, interesting, stressful at times country. And so really our podcast show is to invite guests on and shine humor, love and light, as we say, on Chinese life. And basically aimed at people living, working or traveling in China or interested in coming here.
What a great idea. Who came up with the idea?
So I have to say I was having a beer on my balcony with my friend, and we always used to have some fun talks and laughs. And I just kind of said, you know, when we leave China, all of these talks and things that we learn as we work through them are just going to be wasted. So I said, hey, I listen to a lot of football podcasts. I think we could put this into audio and create what we call like a repository of maybe useful but completely useless information. Some would like it, some won't.
And there it was born, right there, right?
Right there on the balcony.
That's great. So who did you learn the art of great conversations from?
To be honest, I really don't know. Listening to other podcasts, I'd say, gave me inspiration. I'm a big Liverpool FC fan since I was a young boy, and I listened to a lot of podcasts on Liverpool. And I just liked, you know, the different voices, the different guests they had on, and I thought, you know, this is something that's inspired me to really bring China Jedi on, I think.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Why will you continue to repeat the skill of sharing the information you do share on China Jedi?
I think, Angel, really, because when I invite people on the show, I know that in 20 years' time or 15 years, 30 years' time, I'll send them the audio link again. And they'll go, Chris, I'm really pleased you persuaded me to come on your show because it's the digital audio memory, as I always say, that will last forever. It's a snapshot of life. And I think that's beautiful. So it's just really something I can give to people and others. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll add as well, the thing that I say is that I get the opportunity to immortalize your voice, which I'm doing right now. So I'll definitely send you this back as well, Chris.
I don't know if that's a great thing, though, to be honest. But yes, thank you.
Well, Chris, do tell us one other thing that you've done consistently over the last 3 years, please.
Well, thinking about this, I have to say, it has to be writing songs. Yeah, writing songs is just my hobby. I have a band here. I'm the singer, songwriter, and guitarist for. And writing songs is something I just consistently do.
How does that make you feel?
It's my meditation. It really is. Life can get stressful sometimes, and if there's one place I can switch off, it's with a notepad and my guitar and a pen, and I can just kind of float off as you do in a meditative state. And close down everything else around you, you know?
Why would you suggest to someone listening that they should establish some type of thing that gives them that type of peace?
Well, I wouldn't, actually. I wouldn't suggest they do that. I think everyone needs to find their own path. I mean, if that happens to be writing songs or doing a silly podcast based in China, and fantastic. But you know what? Anywhere anyone finds, enjoy the ride, huh?
Yeah, Yeah, most definitely. What an amazing audience you're hearing it live here from Chris Bradshaw. Again, he is the podcast host of China Jedi. Do check that out. Amazing conversations going on there. Chris, let's switch gears for a moment now. Let me invite you into my time machine that is surrounded with beautiful, warm, blue Caribbean water. Chris, what is your earliest childhood memory?
A few come to mind, but the one that really sticks out is, I think I was about four, climbing over the gate in a house called Farley View, and it was to go to school, my first day at school. And I even remember the teacher's name, Mrs. Harris. Wow. That's that's a fond memory.
So how do you see this memory connecting to who you are today?
I guess the whole, just on a philosophical, spiritual mode of thinking, that kind of process of climbing over the gate to go to school, because literally that house, Farley View, was right opposite my first school, and I went to many schools. But that kind of idea of life being much like a school, you know, we all come down here, in my opinion, to learn our own individual lessons. And if we don't learn them, then we'll find another one to try and learn that lesson and to grow and to evolve. I think that really says it all, really, for me, what that kind of first memory symbolizes.
Yeah, most definitely. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Hmm.
If we fast forward to when you were 12 years old, what was your favorite song?
I had to actually have a little look about this. It has to be Informer by Snow. Do you remember that song? Informer. And they had that lick down.
Informer.
Songs, yeah. I think it was his first and only song, perhaps.
Yeah. My wife loves that song as well. That's awesome. Well, Chris, we've arrived at our destination. But before we get off of this time machine, there's a small declaration form. So it's yes or no, possibly a bit more. We're going to move pretty quickly here. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Chris, have you chosen someone to pass on your skills to?
Just my energy and love for fun, life, and games. With all those people I meet, I hope to pass that on.
Are you married?
Oh, yes.
Do you have children?
Two children, one on the way in April.
Woo! Congratulations. Do you believe in God?
We're definitely a part of something special.
Do you have an inner circle of friends?
No, but I have a lot of square ones.
Ooh, yeah. You get the award for that one.
I should do the podcast, right? So come on.
Do you watch TV for more than 3 hours a day?
No, absolutely not. I think probably about 5 hours per week. Chinese TV doesn't really do it for me.
All right. And what about screen time, the phone and or the computer? Is it more than 8 or less than 8 hours a day?
Probably about 4 to 6 hours per day, yeah.
All right. Chris, after 1,001 conversations in 3 months in 2016, I came up with a workbook. The name of it is called Yours. It stands for your own unique real self. And the idea is you answer questions similar to these, hopefully to uncover or connect to your own unique real statement, your mission, if you would. I'd like to know, Chris, if you had to share with us your own unique real statement, a statement that represents Chris G. Bradshaw, what would you say that is?
My fondest one is this. Happiness comes with not knowing it or understanding it, but just having fun with it.
Love it. You know, that is so such of an earmark, this being my final conversation for the rest of 2017. One of the things I always say is it has to be fun. Love it. Chris, this has been a great pleasure. Before you leave, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
First of all, Angel, well done. You should be very proud of yourself with this amazing, you know, success you've had with all these podcasts and really putting all that energy and fun into the world. So well done, first of all, for that.
Thank you.
Me being your last one. Please, listeners, check out ChinaJedi.com, just as it's spelt in the Star Wars movie, but it's not about Star Wars. And also my band's page, www.sunyatsens.com, SunyatSens.com. Keep on creating, and as we say on China Jedi, May the smile be with you.
I love it. Chris Bradshaw, thank you for being on What is Inspired By 12-Minute Convos with Angel Jones.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being on 12-Minute Convos with Angel Jones. Stay tuned for more from our advertisers.
Diabetes is a mountain pandemic. It's a disease that's not acute, but chronic. Similar to this rhyming method, I have simplified the definition, the signs and symptoms, and the complications of diabetes for both adults and children in my books, Poems for Patients, A Focus on Diabetes, and The ABCs of Diabetes for Children. These books are available on Amazon.com, and for more information, you can visit my website, poemsbyaj.com. That's poemsbyaj.com.